Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white and drink blue and light, especially this weekend. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Happy Independence Day weekend. You like that?
If ever you were going to drink a lot of Labatt Blue Light, this would be the weekend to do it. Between the weather, the time of year, the fact that a lot of people have, you know, extended weekends because the 4th falls on a Thursday. A lot of people have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hopefully. So this would be the time to cash in.
That is Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. We got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. Ross Tucker will join us shortly. So let's get rolling. We got news and notes, followed by Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're going to talk recruiting in quarter two, quarter three. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter four, it's the second installment of a quick two-part summer series on freak athletes. This week, it's the defense.
Yeah. A lot of different ways we can go with this one. I was thinking about this for a couple days, and I think this is fascinating because there's some obvious ones and there's some other ones I want to get to, but I can't wait to talk about it.
I have a long list and some of them have question marks next to them, but we'll get all that in quarter four. Let's start with news and notes recruiting. Penn State's got two more commitments in this 2020 recruiting class. Both of them came earlier this week on Tuesday, actually, both on the same day. This duo brings a total to what is expected to be a large class for 2020 to 18. It's the second time in about a week that they've got two commitments on the same day. They have 10 verbal commitments in the last 2 weeks to this recruiting class, as well as a few high-end prospects who did decommit. Anyway, we're going to talk more about these in quarter number two with Ross Tucker. Joseph Johnson, a corner from Virginia, poor Virginia, he was one. And then three-star wideout Parker Washington from Richmond, Texas. Those are the two recruits. That's the news this week that Penn State added to its class. Yeah. Again, like I said, we'll go over those in detail with Ross, and he will break them down in quarter number two. And what would it be without talking about Tommy Stevens? Tommy Stevens at the Manning quarterback camp.
Yeah, this is the Manning family runs this camp every summer. They invite the top returning quarterbacks, collegiate quarterbacks, and I think they work as counselors as well for maybe some. I believe it's for some high school, highly touted high school kids.
Correct.
But they all kind of get the Manning treatment, and they all kind of get evaluated, and to see Archie and Eli and Peyton, who I believe they're all involved. Kind of maybe fine-tune some people. You can run with it, but Tommy Stevens figured prominently in the latest edition of the Manning camp. And I know a lot of Penn State players and fans were probably happy to see that.
Yeah, apparently in camp environment, he's showing great arm strength, spinning the ball really well, responding to coaching, and, you know, figuring out how to get better. All good things, except, you know, he's a Mississippi State Bulldog
right
now instead of the presumed starter for Penn State University. But it created a storm on social media in terms of Penn State.
Of course it does.
Players were, you know, I mean, Tommy Stevens is a likable guy. He is a good person. He's not a bad, he's not a bad dude. And I'm sure his teammates are like, okay, so you made a decision to leave. We're still going to, we still want to have a relationship with you.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that stood out to me. I just want to touch on a couple of them. Number one, I think today or yesterday he put out a tweet on social media just thanking I think the Mannings for the opportunity to compete. There was a picture of him, I assume, competing and camping. He looks like he's healthy, and yes. I think that's let's not underestimate that, because health was an issue for him. Not only in the spring, but all of last season. You know, he had some injuries that needed to be fixed. He played hurt, I think it really kind of limited what Penn State could do with him, and that was the springboard to kind of get a look at Sean Clifford. Two other things: Tommy has always looked the part,
right,
of physically like an NFL potential NFL quarterback, a guy who could succeed at the highest level. I can remember when he had that breakout spring game, a couple of Matt Millen was just raving to me about him in Chicago. Just like, this guy's really, really, really good. So I think it's great that he's healthy. I would say there is a difference between camp play and gameplay, and it's going to have to translate for Tommy when he gets the opportunity. One thing I do want to say, though, is I believe the Penn State coaching staff are not – they're not dummies. So if Tommy Stevens is looking this good and he's really, really developing, I would feel really good about Sean Clifford.
I would, too.
I would, and I'm not just – I'm not trying to sandbag Tommy's accomplishments, but I think it also speaks to when James made the decision – to make it a true competition, I think he knew what Tommy could be if he was healthy. But I also think that they liked what they saw from Sean. So I think this is, in a way, this is kind of good news for Penn State as well as for Tommy Stevens, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, under James Franklin at Penn State, the development and evaluation and the recruiting of the quarterback position cannot be brought into question. And if you're seeing this from Tommy now, just wait. The guy that will be wearing the blue jersey and the white pants and the white helmet and number 14.
In a perfect world, they both have great – they have great 2019 campaigns, and Penn State gets to see maybe their next quarterback for a couple of years play at a high level, and Tommy gets to finally show what he can do in the SEC against some really good defenses, and this propels him to maybe get a combine invite or an all-star game invite, because the guy's 6'5", 235 pounds. He probably runs 4.6, 4.7, and he's always had the arm strength. I think good health is going to be a factor. I do think the Mississippi State quarterback room is pretty talented, and I just think a lot's still going to have to go right for Tommy for him to have the season that he wants.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. On this holiday weekend, drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, sitting in here for quarter number one, doing some news and notes. We hit on the recruits. We hit on Tommy Stevens. Just want to hit the Penn State chapter of Uplifting Athletes. Yep. Is having its Lift for Life Friday, July 12th. So it's moved to from Saturday to Friday, July 12th, 5 p.m. For those of you that are old school, it's back where it all started. And was for the first 7 or 8 years, it was always on a Friday. 5 o'clock p.m. inside Haluba Hall, open to the public, doors open at 4:30 p.m. Small donation is requested but not required for you to enter. You get to meet the players. They're going to go through their workout. Then they're going to have an autograph session afterwards. Go to upliftingathletes.org for more information. Okay, Bob, last 5 minutes, I want to have some fun.
All right, let's get to it.
Last night I found the latest over-under Big 10 win total numbers. I'm going to do them alphabetically, give you a little nugget.
Okay. Just remember, P's late in the alphabet. This segment's getting a little long. So we want to get to Penn State in this segment.
You're over under, and I'll tell you what mine is. Illinois is 3. They have a soft non-con schedule, and they have Rutgers at home.
I think that number might be right. I mean, to me, 3-4 wins is about – their talent base just isn't where it needs to be yet.
Right, and they don't have a quarterback. I think it's over. I think they're non-con schedule, and I think they can beat Rutgers. I'm going to take over for Illinois. Indiana is 6. They have not won 7 games in a season since 2007. Mm-hmm. The number is 6. Indiana, middle of the
classic park. Classic 5-7, 5-7, 6-6, 7-5 team. It's 7-5 if everything goes right and they upset somebody. But I mean, in the division they're in the Big Ten, they're looking at some built-in losses. I mean, I think you could make that number for Indiana just about every year.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Iowa, 7.5. Everyone thinks Iowa's going to be better. They got the quarterback. Listen to this. Road games at Iowa State, Michigan, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Road games.
And the Penn State goes there.
Right.
And what's looking more and more like a night game. I don't believe in the quarterback yet, so I'm going under.
I will take the under as well. I'm going to go under on Indiana as well. All right, let's keep it moving. Nebraska. No, let's go Maryland next. Maryland, 4.5. I'm sorry. Maryland, 4.5. Their final 4 games, are you ready? Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska, and Michigan State.
Tough sledding. He's starting to recruit better. They're starting to recruit better under Loxley, but, you know, I still remember 66-3 from 2 years ago, and last year was a blowout. I think they're a couple years away.
I think they go under 4-4 and then lose their last
3 minutes, Andy, 3 minutes.
We're good. Michigan is 9.5, a team with few key questions, but they're still Michigan. 9.5.
Under because I think Penn State can get them, and they still haven't shown me they can beat Ohio State, and they have not been great in bowl games.
Yeah, that's a too high of a number despite the talent. I'll go under as well. Michigan State, 7.5. Give them a win over Penn State, right? They also have road games with Ohio State, Michigan, Northwestern, and Wisconsin. Tough schedule.
Quarterback's got to stay healthy. Lewerke, he wasn't last year. They don't score a lot of points. If they're going to win, they got to win a lot of close games. I just don't think that's how you do it in today's college game. I would go under. I think Penn State's going to get them this year.
Minnesota, 6.5, 12-13 under Fleck, but 5-13 in the Big Ten.
I'm going to go over. I believe, I think he's a pretty good coach. He might not be the greatest person, but they made some strides last year, and I think that this is a team that has a lot of guys coming back. I think this is one of the more interesting teams in the Big Ten.
Your Cornhuskers from Nebraska are 8.5. No Michigan, Michigan State, or Penn State from the Big Ten East on its schedule.
Over. Easy.
Yeah, I think that's an over as well. Northwestern, defending Big Ten West champs, lost a lot. They still have Fitz. 6.5.
I'd go over. I believe in Fitzgerald. I think he recruits well. They got that Clemson transfer, who I believe is eligible to play now this year. So that he's definitely a wild card at that position in this conference.
Ohio State, 10.5. New coach, new quarterback.
I'm going to go under.
Me too.
Let's just see what he has. A full year, a new quarterback. Let's just see it play out.
All right, we're down to the P's. Penn State, 8.5. Tough schedule, offensive questions that need answers. What do you think?
Well,
8.5 is a good number.
I mean, they're going to have to beat Michigan, and they're going to have to beat Michigan State. I think if they win one of them, they have a shot at a 9-win season. I don't see them winning Ohio State. I think there's a couple tricky games on the schedule. Iowa, Minnesota, even Purdue. I think 8-4 is probably where I'm leaning right now, but they could be 8-4 going into the bowl game, and they could get a 9th win.
All right, two more to get to. Purdue, 8. That's a high number for a team that hasn't won that many games in a dozen years.
Yeah, I don't know about their defense just yet. I know they're going to score points. I would bet the over in every Purdue game, but I'm probably going to have to lean under on that.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State over, and I'm going under for Purdue.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go under with Penn State right now, just so I'm on the record there.
All right, Wisconsin, last one, 8.5, tough schedule with Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State on the schedule, and questions at quarterback.
I think more than questions at quarterback. That was one of the worst quarterbacking. The Wisconsin quarterback in that game last year, what was it 22-10 or 23-10?
Man, boy, it was bad.
I know we're getting close. I'm going under until I see some improvement there.
Yeah, I've got to see better as well. I'm going under. And that schedule. I mean, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State all on your schedule. All right, Bob, that'll do it. We got
perfect.
Them all.
Perfect.
That'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. Tucker's Tape, we're going to review the latest 2020 commits for the Penn State class. Stick with us. We will be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.